You've heard that legendary voice. Now see him live. Dan Kaminsky brings his blazing band to the YO Theater Saturday, September 20th at 7 p.m. The voice behind the Soggy Bottom Boys, lighting up the stage in Sheridan for one night only. Grab your friends, grab your seats, and get ready to holler for more. Dan Kaminsky, Saturday, September 20th, 7 p.m., YO Theater.
Come on down for the season finale of this year's Sheridan Farmer and Artisan Market in Whitney Commons Park. Bring the pickup, farm fresh vegetables, locally sourced meat, eggs, coffee, baked goods, and outstanding handcrafted items. One last time before the season ends, see the best our hardworking local producers have to offer while stocking the family pantry this Thursday from 5 to 7 at the Sheridan Farmer and Artisan Market in Whitney Commons Park. Sponsored in part by Sheridan Media. And please remember, leave your pets at home. The following message is presented by Century 21 BHJ, 101 South Main.
The open spaces, open views, family ranches, abundant wildlife, and clean rivers and creeks that surround us all are what make Sheridan County a place worth conserving. For nearly 20 years, Sheridan Community Land Trust has helped families conserve their land. Learn how SCLT can help your family conserve the land you love under the land tab at SheridanCLT.org.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Monday, September 8th. And from Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, I'm joined by Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce CEO, Teresa Dedimore, and Program Development Director, Kim Jacobson. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Man, it is a good Monday, isn't it?
It is.
There's certain Mondays where you just kind of drag yourself out of bed. This morning, I think I even woke up before the alarms, and that is pretty rare for me.
I woke up to a body armor that had leaked through in the fridge. So I got to clean that first thing this morning. So I told the girl, today's going to be phenomenal because it already started off with a mess.
Great day.
So the rest is fine.
It is out of the way.
We're going to be good.
It is out of the way, right? My wife just bought some brand new dishes. We threw all the old ones away. You know, you kind of have that mishmash of dishes that you kind of come to when you first get married. You got everything kind of mixed together. So she finally made that big step. Bought some brand new dishes. Pretty excited. Chipped one on day one.
Oh, no.
And that's what I said, Teresa.
Right.
I said, it's out of the way.
Yep.
It's done. You got your chip out there. Now it won't happen again for years. Fingers crossed. All right. You've got the September Chamber of Commerce lunch coming up. This is going to be the historic Sheridan Inn. Can you tell us about the program and who's going to be speaking?
Josh Durrell is coming up, who's with the Wyoming Business Council.
Oh, wow, yeah.
He's the CEO. We're very excited to have him up here. It's in Linked because they have all of their board meetings in Sheridan this week, which is great, too, that their entire board is going to be in town having public meetings and talking with folks. So he's going to come speak and talk about some of the hard things. I'm going through Wyoming Academy right now. And Josh, I hadn't been around him a whole lot. Like, I've heard of him. I've talked, read his articles, things like that. But talking to him one-on-one, he really is one that you can have a hard conversation with, and he's mm-hmm. okay with that.
When you say hard conversations, what are the conversations that you're having?
Talking about the economy.
Yeah.
So, certain groups, you can say, Wyoming economy is declining, and it's a sore spot, right? Because it's their tradition, it's their what they've grown up with, and what their grandparents have done in this state, and what that's looking like right now is hard. Mm-hmm. It really is, because that's just part of their family history. So it's, how do we fix it? How do we look at, how do we diversify along with keeping with traditions as well? And it's good conversations to have. So I'm very excited for this chamber lunch program and for him to be up here and talking about it and just hearing about, as a state, what can we do?
And those conversations encompass so much. That's a wide umbrella there, because it's not just about the economy. It's about generational mm-hmm. moving forward. What can we retain while at the same time embracing what is coming down the pike?
Exactly.
Wyoming's gotta move down the trail just like everybody else. And so it's a real tough discussion to sit around and to make those tough choices of, we're going to keep this, but we're going to get rid of that. because you've always got somebody who doesn't want to get rid of that.
None of it.
None of it.
Change is hard.
It is.
It's absolutely. Very hard. And we all have to go through it, I think. You know, it's gosh, one of the only facts of life. Change, death, and taxes.
Right.
The three things that are going to be there. Now, when we look at the questions that we can come forward with and ask Mr. Durrell about, when we talk about the Wyoming Business Council, what do they actually deal with? I mean, is he going to be able to really answer questions about the economy, or are they kind of the driving force behind what we could possibly change? Or is it the way that they're going to be issuing grants? We're going to be issuing grants more towards the new as opposed to the traditional.
They're revamping right now how they do a lot of that. As you know, they were looking for public comments on their grants and how they issue those, maybe what things they need to look at. How they're changing the business council. And a lot of these conversations are driving some of their work as well, and how they're going to make the biggest impact for the state just with their organization. And that's a lot of what they're after, because there are changes with the grants and how you can apply and what you can get and what exactly will be funded, you know, what the plans are needed. So it'll be good information.
WBC, driving the economy. Really, with these grants, you know, it's the state's, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's the state's way of investing funds into what they think tomorrow's going to be.
And that's what they're looking at Sheridan, because we've, you know, with our high-tech business park and some of those, just how we're doing, how the businesses out here, I think Kenan is presenting tomorrow. So it'll be a good conversation at their board meeting.
Yeah. You know, I walked around for a long time touting that Wyoming would be an excellent place for these big, huge server farms. I thought, wow, we don't have earthquakes. We don't have tornadoes that often. We all remember. What was it? 2017. But not often enough that I'm going to be overly concerned about it. And then I learned how much water these things consume. And I suddenly changed my mind. Maybe we should think about that, you know. So the more you learn about this stuff, the more your perspective is going to change. So how important are community partners like First Interstate Bank and local restaurants in making these lunches actually happen?
Oh, they're huge. Their investment with the chamber and continuing what we're doing and trying to get more resources out there and information. The chamber is very strong on education. We want people to have the resources they need, but also know, you know, not only what the issue is coming up and maybe how to vote, but also it's how to look at your daily business and what options do you have from state level all the way down to local. So they've been huge in helping us be able to take those on, because it's added an investment on their part, because it takes that much more to do it, these programs. And the restaurants have been amazing working with us with budgets. And because they, of course, are like, no, this is huge. We want these people in here. We want a big, you know, we want to be able to host this. So they really do work with us. And it's been phenomenal.
Absolutely. You know, if you do get a lot of visitors into town, they're going to remember, well, I ate there. I liked that place. Mm-hmm. So let's stop by and have a meal over there. Or let's go stay at that hotel, because I once had a meal at the convention center or something like that.
Right.
It actually says quite a bit. Now, the deadline to register today.
Today.
Right? Today.
Yes. 4:00.
You and I, we touch on this all the time.
Yep.
You know, that's the reason why you never see a story about the Chamber Lunch Program, because I don't have time to put one up. Right. Your deadline is today. Make sure that you get up there. And you want to take part in this conversation, folks. Josh Durrell, an extremely intelligent man. Mm-hmm. He knows exactly what's going on. Really has his finger on the pulse of the direction of Wyoming's economy. So you want to be there for that. Now, when we look at local businesses, what role do these luncheons play in connecting those local businesses with this kind of state leadership that comes in every now and then?
They're huge. You know, being able to take an hour and a half and come hear somebody who's out of Cheyenne, or sometimes we have, you know, one of our senators come present, or the governor, being able to hear somebody in person like that is phenomenal. It's an hour and a half instead of having to drive down to Cheyenne or drive somewhere else for a presentation that's happening, you know, in Rock Springs, something to that effect. So we really work hard at making sure that the programs we bring are what our local businesses need. So that hour and a half that they're taking to spend with us is a phenomenal use of their time.
Yeah, it is not wasted.
Nope.
You are going to walk away knowing something new or maybe even, you know, kind of having the curtain pulled back a little bit. And you're like, okay, well, that makes sense now. How do you see topics from these lunches carrying forward into everyday business discussions here in Sheridan? Because during the Q&A period, do you ever watch, you know, just a conversation break out? You ever been sitting up there at that table and all of a sudden you start to see the discussions happening at the other tables?
You see that. And then a lot of times, as soon as we end it, it's fun to watch because it's just the whole table like whoosh, come together and it's a sidebar conversation and it's great and exchanging, and you see business cards coming out, and that's what it's about too, is making those connections. You know, maybe you're not the best marketer, maybe you have very little knowledge, and all of a sudden you're at a table with someone who knows and they're like, I'll help you. Here's a card. You know, we've heard multiple times people said, you know, I was able to talk to so-and-so and they helped me through this or gave me some advice. And that's huge. That's what it's about.
A lot of times these individuals will say, you know, you have access to me. Mm-hmm. Here's my email address. Here's my phone number. Give me a ring. Do you ever hear from businesses them saying, you know what? I went ahead and made that call. I sat down and had a one-on-one with this individual. Yep. Do you ever hear that?
Oh, yeah. Actually, the most recent one I've talked to is Candace Green with Teriyaki Madness, our brand new business. She has sat down with multiple business owners and talked way before she opened those doors on making sure she had a good start. And Nick Cordingly, even over at Killy's Deli, brought her in and said, come work the register so you can see from our end, see what a lunch line looks like, and really walked her through that. And it was great. And like she said, she goes, win for him because I'll come do it for free just for the experience, you know, and he gets some help because that's worker shortage, right? So, absolutely, that does happen. And it's really cool to see other businesses come together and help somebody else get started and give them the best advice they know how, or, you know, here's a system that you're looking at. Don't do that one. Do this.
Absolutely.
All of those things that they've learned. So it's
pitfalls.
Great.
There's pitfalls in everything that we do. Yeah. But I mean, what was that statistic? Like 95 or 90 some percent of businesses fail within the first year. Is that still kind of consistent across the board? Or
I think it's in the 90s. I think it's a little bit lower, but yeah.
I mean, that was always so high. It kind of blew my mind. But again, it might not have anything to do with service. It might not have anything to do with product or what you're doing. It might have everything to do with pitfalls behind the scenes that they weren't aware of. And you know, when you got businesses that are already successful in town laying a board across the pitfall saying, look, follow this route instead, it means a lot.
Yeah, it does. And it's just neat to see. This community is so awesome with the amount of resources and how much they come together to help each other out. It's phenomenal to see.
Now, switching gears on you to another great conversation starter, and that's the business after hours becoming a strong networking tradition here. What can folks expect this month at the event with, the Sheridan Pilots 307?
Go ahead.
Well, it's going to be next Thursday?
Next Wednesday.
Yep. Next Wednesday. Okay. Next Wednesday from 5 to 7. There's going to be food, drinks, hopefully some good tours up there.
That's going to be a fun one.
I'm excited about this
one. It's going to be a fun one.
It's going to be a fun one. When you get to kind of go to the outskirts of town and see what's going on out there, it's always going to be a good time. And I think they're very excited about hosting it this month also.
JT's super excited. Yeah, he invited the governor too. And if anybody can talk the governor into coming up, it's probably JT Granger. So we'll see what happens.
You never know.
You might get to meet the governor. I don't know.
Boy, that'd be really cool if he just flew in during the event, right?
Oh, right.
Like if you just saw
I think that's probably what there. He's, yeah. Now, JT's got the coolest ideas. I will say that.
There is a ribbon cutting plan, correct?
Yes. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. Something about a new hangar.
Yeah, so it's actually the business after hours will be at their new hangar, which the address is 2540 Hangar Avenue. And the ribbon cutting will be at 5 o'clock on Wednesday.
Well, that's pretty exciting out there. Now, what exactly does Sheridan Pilots 307 do?
It's the flight school is what they're going to be highlighting here and talking about how they're bringing people in and what because there's the commercial shortages, but these are what their part is in all of this and what they do up there. They have a lot of pilots go through.
That's incredible.
So, mm-hmm.
Polo and pilots.
Right.
Two things you wouldn't think about coming out of Sheridan, Wyoming. I'd be thinking about cowboys and cowgirls, and we got polo and pilots.
And then you look at all the art culture.
Oh,
and,
my gosh. I can't even get into the art. That just blows my mind how much art we have coming in. Now, what can you share about next month's host, Frontier Asset Management and Elevate Wealth Management, Business Before Hours?
Yes, so they are located on Laux, and they are a financial planning establishment. So Elevate is for like your personal finances, and Frontier runs it for companies. So they are linked. Same, they use the same. I'm going to call them gurus that are smart with investments and that watch it all day long for you. So it's actually really neat to hear about their process and how they do it and how they watch the market for you. It's a neat company.
Yeah, so. I might need to attend that.
I know nothing on.
I do.
We're all looking at each other. We all know.
Yep. I started my retirement plan. They said pick 5 stocks. I'm like, I like those letters. I don't know. Like, what do you want me to do?
Which one has high numbers? Let's go with the one with high numbers. All right. We're going to have more with our Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Child Development Center.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
Imagine uncovering a hidden treasure chest filled with timeless jewelry. Legacy Diamond and Gems invites you to their Vintage and Estate Jewelry Show September 18th through the 20th. Explore dazzling Victorian heirlooms, striking Art Deco designs, and stunning contemporary pieces. Each one of a kind, waiting for the perfect person to wear it. For a personalized showing, RSVP today at 672-9490 or visit Legacy Diamond and Gems at 11 North Main. Legacy Diamond and Gems, where every piece tells a story.
Granite 307 Roofing and Exteriors was born and built right here in Sheridan, Wyoming. And this time of year, the temperatures aren't the only thing rising. So are the out-of-town roofers. You know, the ones with wrap trucks claiming they're local. They knock on your door, drop an area code, then give you 3 days to come up with your deductible. Granite 307 has been on these rooftops for years, installing impact-resistant shingles, metal roofing, and keeping homes Wyoming tough. Go with the name you know. Call Brandon 307 Roofing and Exteriors for your inspection or visit Brandon307.com. Brandon 307, Branding Wyoming, one home at a time.
Don't just mow, dominate with a Bad Boy mower from Hando Service Center. Keeping Sheridan rolling and mowing since back when ice was the hottest thing around. We sell and service Bad Boy mowers and 4x4 side-by-sides built to work hard and last long. Factory-trained techs, honest service, and parts on hand to keep you running. So when the grass fights back, fight dirty with a Bad Boy mower from Hando's on Sheridan's Heartland Drive.
Suicide prevention starts with everyday heroes like you. Join the cause Saturday, September 13th at Whitney Commons for the Sheridan County Out of the Darkness Walk. Walk to fight suicide and raise awareness about mental health. Be part of the movement. Turn hope into action and create a culture that's smart about mental health issues. Register for the walk today at afsp.org/Sheridan County and walk out of darkness Saturday, September 13th in Whitney Commons Park.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. And this morning, we're speaking with the Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce CEO, Teresa Dennymore, and Program Development Director, Kim Jacobson. Now, since 2017, the Chamber has marked National Manufacturing Month. And this year, they are expanding into... No, it was a day. Now mm-hmm. You're expanding the whole month.
The whole month.
So is this was an idea that came about from COVID,
last year,
right?
Nope. COVID screwed everything up with this one, but we're fine. We're past that. We switched it to a month Because what we were getting is feedback from a lot of these high school students who really wanted to participate and go on these tours. But when it's one day, and especially if you're in District 1,
too much.
That's not happening, right?
Too much.
So last year we said, you know what? Why don't we open this up to all of our manufacturers that have been participating and doing these tours and say, give us a day, a time, give us a couple days, a couple times that you want to be open to let people come through your doors for the entire month. And they did. And so we had them running for October 1 all the way through to the October 31st. And they think they had a little over 200 students who were able to participate just from District 2.
That's incredible.
It is incredible. And they got to see firsthand how these companies work, what they're doing, what the job looks like. And that's what the biggest piece of this is about. It is about educating the community as well. So you understand, even as a parent or a grandparent, like when your kid comes home and says, I want to work in manufacturing, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. You know, and also understanding it's not just welding or it's not just working with your hand. There's also finance positions. There's HR. I mean, there's all sorts of positions with these companies, and being able to go through and see what they do, what they're about, their culture, because you're right in the middle of it and be exposed to that. So
I didn't realize that there's so many different manufacturing, I guess businesses, because you can't really say like a plant, but because most of them are pretty tiny, but they make big things.
Yes.
Until I really started working into journalism, where what looks like a pretty average little garage, and then you finally get to kind of, like I said before, peel back that curtain and look inside, and you realize all the work that's going on inside of there.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody who's employed. Growing up, I can remember thinking to myself more than once, boy, I wish it was just a factory that I could just go work at like they used to back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Give them my 20 years and retire happy. Well, there's a lot of them.
There are.
Yeah. And it's not your daddy's factory anymore.
No. I mean,
the tools and machines in here, they're impressive.
They're really changing. Cool. Now, what can people expect from these tours? If I were to sign up for one, believing, you know what, I'd love to see what's going on here in Sheridan, I'm going to put my name on that list. I go, what's going to happen?
You get to learn about the company, and you get to see exactly what they do and looking at all of the different facets of those jobs, because you have everyone from engineering. You know, if you go out to Ken, and you have sewers even on the floor who are pulling these covers together. So it's really neat to see. And sometimes you get the back history, too, of exactly what you said. Ken is starting in a garage, quite literally mm-hmm. in a garage. And now it's this huge place. And Craftco's another one. I'm just waiting for them to get a new building because, man, it seems like they're busting at the seams. But it's
running
fun.
Out of room where they're at.
They really got a lot going on. And it's neat to see the different things that they do.
You know, I watched a company basically be born and expand over the course of, I think it was about 10 years, and it was trusses. And it was mm-hmm. a couple friends of friends, two guys who built trusses for houses. That's all it was. They were building them in their garage and just kind of pumping them out 2, 3, 4 at a time. And boy, howdy, they made enough money just by doing that they bought a factory. Mm-hmm. And they kept all the same employees. And man, I think that factory is about 3 times as big now as it was in 2000 when they first purchased it. Just
crazy,
trusses.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Just something that they like to do. And boy, really built onto that. So you get to learn that.
Yes.
These types of things, these decisions that they made. You know, kind of like when do you make the choice of coming out of the garage and going into something bigger? Because it's a risk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, seeing these companies, how do I join up with one of these if I'm just a regular citizen?
Yeah. We'll have that schedule posted on our website. October 1st is the goal, is to have all of those out, possibly a little bit beforehand. So we will have the full schedule. You just look, see when there's one going on. I think Weatherby, you do have to sign up for, and there's a little, it tells you right there on this tour schedule how to do it, just because they have limited numbers they can take through at a time. Other than that, you just see a tour you want to go to, you head over there and you're able to jump on that tour.
Now, the kids at the schools getting a real good education about mm-hmm. what they can look forward to as they get older, because a lot of people walk around and say, well, there's nothing here for kids. They're going to go off and move to the big city and find something to do. But I think a lot of kids would like to stay home.
Yeah.
Like I did mm-hmm. when I was a kid. I want to stick close to the house and find a good factory job. There's nothing wrong with it. My dad worked up at the mine. I think the majority of the people I went to school with are at that same mine. What kind of feedback have you gotten over the years from not students, but just regular Joes and Jills that are heading in there?
Just being impressed and understanding what's happening, because everyone hears how Sheridan has expanded in light manufacturing, right? Well, what does that mean? When you say manufacturing, what does that mean? What are they actually doing? And being able to see it firsthand and understand it, and seeing some of the contracts that they're working with, yeah, you know, is phenomenal. You've got Air Force that Kenan's working with, you know, NASA with LNH, and just the different bigger groups and what they're doing. It's and right here in Sheridan, and yeah, they're shipping this out.
You do kind of realize how important this little city is.
Yep. You know? Yeah.
NASA, the Air Force, businesses right here, yeah, contracts with them. That's big.
And they like to laugh at me because Ken and I'll say something about him being a big business, and they're like, Teresa, in the big scheme of things, we're not. We're tiny. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Like, nationally, I understand, but for me, you're a big fish, okay?
Right, yeah. They are big fish, yeah, right? They're the big fish in our little pond.
Yep.
Now, how does highlighting manufacturing tie into Sheridan County's overall economic development strategy? And I know that's kind of a mouthful, but it really mm-hmm. does.
This is part of how we are diversifying the economy, especially up here in our county, is these manufacturers have really grown. And you look at the resources going into them. And again, it's the educational piece that the chamber is trying to take on, is people understanding what this industry is doing. You know, it's huge what they do for the state, and all over they're starting to bring up more and more light manufacturing and exactly how that helps and how it helps diversify as a state.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you know, when you look at Sheridan County as a whole, as a machine, those are all cogs mm-hmm. that are helping this this train get down the track. And the more you understand about what they do, the more you understand about what everybody else around them does. And so, you know, if you don't understand what one thing is turning, you don't understand how the machine actually works.
Right.
And speaking of that, the leadership program really teaches you all about the cogs in this machine, doesn't it?
It definitely does. It takes you to the community and the arts, and it takes you to different manufacturers. It takes you to the city, you know, how is our water processed? How is the sewer processed? It takes you to education. This month we're going to be doing education and how it all works together. And all these resources that are available for everyone, and all the resources that we do use. So it's a great program just to open your eyes to what, you know, we go out to the mines, we go all over. And so it's wonderful to see how it's all working together and making this such the great place that it is.
Now, I'll tell you, I've talked to a few people who've gone through this program, and not one person ever had anything bad to say about this. Every person I've spoken to said the same thing. It opens your eyes to everything that's really here.
It does. I am a graduate of the 2022 class. My husband did the 2023 class. And then you talk to someone and they go, oh, I took that and I was in the class of 2018. It's something that not only connects the county and showing you everything it has, it connects people. It shows people, oh, I did that class. Oh, do you remember when you went over to, I don't know, to the mines, or if you went over and saw Sage Community Arts? And you have that connection with people that you didn't even know that person before, but now you have this thing in common, which is so awesome.
And it offers such a wealth of conversation from that point on.
Oh, yeah.
Because every aspect of that. I mean, you guys kind of finish it up by going to Cheyenne, right?
We actually we start in January as a big, like everyone's together, and we go to Padlock Ranch and we find out who everyone is in the class. And then in February is when we go out to Cheyenne.
You head down there. Yeah. What's the big reason behind the Cheyenne visit?
It's to understand our state government. And so when you hear about them going down there and, you know, decisions at the state level, how that plays out. So we go down to Cheyenne, you hear about that, and then there's a county module, and then there's a city module. So you really get to see how things flow.
Yeah.
Trickle down. Statement.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Trickle down. Mm-hmm.
And he's going to leave with that one. Put a pin in that.
All right. Now, we also have the stroll. I'm running out of time with you. Just real quick, leadership class of 2026, what should they know about before signing up?
It's a commitment. It is the third Thursday of January, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. October is a graduation, so that's usually with a chamber lunch, which is great. And then February, we do our Cheyenne trip. But it takes a commitment. If you miss too many, you don't get to graduate.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, everything, we start our applications in October. It's just a great way to meet people, to see what's going on in the county. Yeah, it's exciting, but it is a commitment. It is a commitment. Yeah.
And I think that's one thing that we really need to emphasize there is the commitment. But I'm here to tell you folks, you take this class and you're going to suddenly know all the names that I say out loud.
Right.
You know, that me and right. Ron yes. and all the news people mm-hmm. are talking about.
Yeah.
The movers and shakers of Sheridan County and the region itself. How do I sign up once the applications come open?
Once they're open, you can go to our website and it'll be on there. Take it to your boss.
Yeah.
So you print it out, take it to your boss, say, hey, I'd like to do this class. Or if you're the boss, give it to one of your workers.
Yeah, there you go. Pick somebody out and say, this is the class you're doing.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I've run out of time with you, but I want to thank you for coming in this morning, ladies. It's always a pleasure. I always have such a great time with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. When we return, we're going to speak with the Downtown Sheridan Association. Stick with us. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Child Development Center.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your home with premium flooring options from Mohawk. Engage sheet vinyl flooring adds style to any room. It's durable and waterproof, making it an ideal choice for active households. Plus, it's quick and easy to install. View our entire selection of Mohawk flooring on Menards.com. Plus, our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I'm Lisa Hansen with MC2 Realty, inviting you to take a look at this beautifully maintained 4-bedroom, 2-bath home featuring AC, a newer roof, and hot water heater. The inviting kitchen offers an island, abundant storage, and a walk-in pantry. A convenient main-level laundry allows for easy single-level living. Ideally situated at 1430 Omar near Mavrakis Pond and the walking path. List price is just $385. To take a look at this property, contact me, Lisa Hansen, at 307-763-3964.
Hi, I'm Taylor, front of house manager at Frackleton's. You know, every day on Main Street brings new faces and familiar friends through our doors, and each one deserves something special. At Frackleton's, it's not just about the food, it's about the feeling. Our team is here to make sure every bite, every sip, and every moment feels just right. Whether you're celebrating a big day or just enjoying the little things, we'd love to be a part of it. It's not just about the food, it's about the feeling. Book your table now at Frackleton's.com.
It's lights, camera, action for the 8th Annual YO Film Fest presented by the Standish Family Fund. It all kicks off on Thursday, October 2nd with feature documentary Remaining Native. The Friday night feature is World Without Cows, a film that tells the importance of cattle to Wyoming's people and environment. New this year, bring the kids for Saturday morning cartoons at 9 a.m., a family-friendly block of animated short films with a colorful mix of styles for kids and adults. Pajamas encouraged. Enjoy a cereal bar, breakfast treats, coffee, and Bloody Marys for the grown-ups. Then at 10:30, it's Wake Up with Wyoming, short films made in Wyoming by Wyoming filmmakers or inspired by life in this beautiful state. See the complete lineup and get individual tickets or buy a festival pass, good for the whole weekend. The 8th Annual YO Film Fest, October 2nd through October 5th. Get your tickets now at yofilmfest.org.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For a second part this morning, I'm joined by the Downtown Sheridan Association Executive Director Zoila Perry and Treasurer and Board Member Kristen Herbst. Good morning, ladies. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Boy, you know, is your Monday going all right?
It's going great.
You know, I'm having a good Monday.
Yay.
I know. Yeah. It's weird. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
It won't. If you think like that, Floyd, it might.
Right?
But don't.
What do they say? Think and therefore?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Think and therefore. How's it been at the DSA?
It's been going great.
Yeah?
It's been busy. We're at the tail end of our event season, but we're getting there. We're going to be having our two big events for Wine Fest that we'll talk about today and Third Thursday. And then we have some fall events that we are going to be planning. And so we're ready.
Kristen, how's Third Thursday's been this year?
So good. Yes. Tons of people. We've had great bands.
Yeah.
You know, the vendors have been great. So people have been fantastic. Lots of people downtown.
I don't often get a chance to go, but when I do, I mean, it is busting.
It's popping.
It's popping.
Yeah.
I mean, people love this event.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, you can't just come down for like 30 minutes, right? Because you run into everybody you know. So you end up staying probably the whole time. Yeah.
Standing off to the side watching the band. That's usually where I end
up. Yes.
Yes.
And luckily, and I'm probably going to jinx us, but we've had wonderful weather for all the Third Thursdays thus far.
Not too hot, not too cold, and dry.
Dry, yes.
We're not going to say the R word.
Exactly. We were thinking last month was going to get a little Western, but it passed us, so...
Well, that's fantastic
yes.
to hear. All right. Now, with summer flying by, Sheridan Uncorked just around the corner, what can people expect from this year's Wine Festival?
We have a couple of new things going on. First off, we have quite a bit of wine vendors, one beer vendor, which is perfectly fine. And then we'll have some spirits and some non-alcoholic drinks as well for people to sample.
Now, one big thing. You know, it's not just fun. I mean, I do like this event. I have been able to attend it in the past, but it is also the big fundraising engine.
Yes, it is.
This is the big one. You like Third Thursdays, you like Sheridan and Bloom. How important is Uncorked to those events?
This is very important because this is where our funding for our organization goes to. So, yes, we have, community events like Third Thursday. DSA really doesn't make money off Third Thursday with all of our advertising expenses and all of that, because that's more of a community event. But for fundraisers, it's really to help the organization with those programmings. So promotions as well to our lovely flowers, but then also going back to our mission and vision. You know, this is how we're able to help small businesses. Whether it's conversations or we have small grants for them, because we do have a facade grant that we haven't really talked about because we brought it up right before COVID. People could go to their bank and get a lot lower interest rate than what we could offer. We still have it, but we haven't been able to really, people haven't been utilizing it. So that's something that we want to start exploring again. But we have other programs that this is why we have Wine Fest to help yeah. with all of that.
And you know, when you really start promoting that, let me know mm-hmm. because every advantage we can give to these small business mm-hmm. owners, boy, I really want to be right there in that mix and see if, you know, one thing that I always talk about, $1,000 is $1,000.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's going to end up paying for something. So no matter what size of loan, grant, or anything that's out there and available for you, take advantage of these things. Now, going back to Uncork, you've actually expanded the event this mm-hmm. year. It includes a couple culinary partners.
Yes, and Kristen's going to talk about
that. Oh, yes. I do food, boy. And wine, of course, yes. No, we're going to take up the whole entire Grinnell Plaza. So we got a tent big enough for that. But this year we have, I guess, 6 culinary partners.
Holy cow.
Yes. 2 dessert, 4... 4 of them are main dish or, you know, heavy hors d'oeuvres or whatnot. And we have, so we're partnering with Frackleton's, Maxwell Foster and his business called From Scratch. John Ryan is the Wondering Chef and Ola's Market. And then we will have Java Moon and Jackie Schmidt with the Cake Chick. Kind of feature some different desserts, yummy desserts.
How fantastic is that?
It's really fun. This is something new that we're trying for this year just to kind of see how it goes, you know? And I mean, I feel like we're constantly changing and evolving Wine Fest, so we'll see how it goes.
And you know, one thing that I love is like when you walk into the tent, you know, your eyes have got to change from the outside mm-hmm, to the mm-hmm. inside. And that tent always looks so fabulous. It's mm-hmm. full of individuals, everybody having a fantastic time, but it's also highly decorated. And it was full of the smell of the food.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And for me, that was the big selling point.
Yes.
I can only imagine. I mean, so are they going to be consolidated in one tent? Are we going to spread them out?
We're going to spread them out yeah. amongst the wine vendors. So it'll be kind of, you know, you can get like a little glass of wine and then you can go to the next table and get a heavy hors d'oeuvre or a piece of cake or a cupcake or.
Oh, have fun.
Yeah.
Is somebody going to be staying off to the side going, you know what, this would pair best with this?
I don't think
nothing like that.
No, just because it's always hard to know what the wine vendors are going to be bringing until like today, I'll get everybody's wine list. And so it's always a little bit hard of a challenge to do that. Plus, it's fun to just kind of be like, oh, I'm going to try this.
Yeah.
You know, oh, it doesn't go with this. It doesn't. It's yeah. okay. Let's just. Yeah.
You got to sample the wines. You got to sample the food. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you can determine what pairs well.
That's why I used to drink so much rosé.
Mm-hmm.
Just
because it paired well with everything.
It went with everything, right? Yeah. Like you get a little taste of everything.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, what energy do these additions really add to the Wine Fest? Not just in the execution, but in the planning. I mean, does it make it kind of feel like this is getting bigger?
Zoila? Yes,
does it feel
it
like
does.
This is expanding?
Mm-hmm. We're actually adding an additional
panel
to our tent. So it actually grew this year. Every year, you know, we're like, okay, let's add another one. Let's add another one. And mm-hmm. this year we're adding the final one because we can't add another yeah. one unless we want to go on the other side of Grinnell Plaza. Mm-hmm. But it's great. I'm really glad, you know, being with DSA for 10 years and we did our great 20th year
right before COVID.
Yeah. And seeing how much that has evolved yeah. from the Elks to the downtown mm-hmm. On Grinnell Plaza, it really is a lot of excitement. It brings joy to me just because we are evolving and bringing our events to a different place, but then also trying these new culinary partners and see how it goes.
Yeah.
Kristen, how long have you been involved down there? You're pretty involved with the DSA.
Well, do you just say that because I come here every time to be on the radio with you, Floyd?
I see out there.
Yeah. I've been there, I think now, I joined right at COVID. So mm-hmm. I've been there for about 5 years. Yeah.
How have you seen it kind of grow?
Oh, Wine Fest. Originally, I did it the first year that I was a part of it was at the last year of the Elks. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just completely having it in Grinnell and having us have to decorate the tent and such, I feel has given it a leg up
yeah.
just because it's so elegant and so refined within that tent. It's beautiful. It's fun. And it's just tons of people, you know, chatting, laughing, So it's a wonderful community event.
Gives Dad an excuse to dust off that coat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You throw that blazer on and head out there with the nice cowboy hat.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It gives Mom an excuse to get all dudded up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everybody deserves that.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a fantastic night. You go out there, and I'll tell you what, I had a lot of fun. Hans Mercer and I kind of got off in a corner and talking about all kinds of different mm-hmm. things. And kind of going around, I spoke to a couple people that I have on the show quite regularly. It was great because it was a different atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
And I had a lot to talk about, mm-hmm. of course.
And also having it from March to September really has added another ambiance to it, because it's really nice that we can be outside still and have that event instead of, oh my goodness, we can't dress up. I mean, we love to dress up, right? But it's snowing. Who wants to dress up when it's snowing?
I got
snowing,
my big puffy
right?
coat on exactly. over the top of the dress.
Yes.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
No.
But I mean, like, for some reason, I feel like fall mm-hmm. is just a great time for big festivals like this. Too.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But I feel
well,
like
I think it's just usually, like, for me, I'm going to speak personally, it's always end of summer. I mourn the end of summer.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's fun to have still events to go to, and the weather is not cold, you know, we're transitioning from hot to kind of chilly, so it's perfect. It's a perfect time.
Yeah. And you know what, you just kind of nailed it right on the head. Mm. This is our big end of the summer
yes
mm-hmm. you know, we're kind of tying the bow and we're moving off into a new season. Send it out with a big bang.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm excited about all the new food that's going to be showing up down there. I think it's really going to give a different spin to the entire mm-hmm. event. Now, moving on down the line. Oh, let's talk about the VIP champagne hour before
yes.
I do move on. Tell me a little bit about this.
Well, we've done this in the past. It's from 5 to 6, so prior to the actual event taking off. And so it's... we are doing, it's a combo, $125 is a VIP ticket, plus it gets you general admission into the Wine Fest. Plus, we are doing a new thing this year where we have a separate entry for the VIP champagne people. But basically, for an hour, you go to the back of Verdello, sample champagne, eat hors d'oeuvres, and just chat and get to meet some of the wine vendors.
Ooh,
and
that'd
ask them
fun.
Questions, you know, about their wines. And then move at 6 o'clock, then you move on into the big tent to really start sampling those wines.
Kristen, how do I get tickets for this?
So we have, they're on sale now, of course. You can find them. We are doing, I think we're doing online through the DSA uh-huh. website, but you can also buy them in person at Verdello, Security State Bank, The Clothing Company, Side Street, Bed and Bath. Those are the places that you can go to.
Now we're doing the painted glasses again.
Of course.
Okay.
We've got beautiful, beautiful wine glasses this year, and then the artists will just add their special touch.
And you know, those are probably one of my favorite parts about the event itself, because mm-hmm. what are there, 4 or 5?
There's five
wine glasses that get painted.
Oh yeah,
up there.
5 of them and, by that one artist.
I mean, they're all one of a kind.
Yes,
and they are works of art.
Yes,
they're, mm-hmm. these things are not cheaply done. These
no.
people put a lot of work into these.
Yes,
I mean they're absolutely beautiful, and all the proceeds from this mm-hmm. go right to the DSA.
That is correct.
Correct. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So third Thursday, the beloved tradition here in Sheridan, cornerstone of. Of the community. Cruisin's going to be performing this month. What kind of atmosphere does the live music bring to that Grinnell Plaza during those events?
Poppin'!
Yes.
We've already gone over that.
Word of the day.
Absolutely. You know, last time I got some great feedback. People want more chairs. They were running out of chairs.
Really?
Yeah, for people to sit down and listen to music. So that is something that, you know, we will be adding more chairs for people to listen to, because they're wanting to come down and listen to the music, which is great.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fantastic.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So this month will be, it will be from 5 till 8. School has started. The sun's going down sooner.
Yes.
So it's only going to be till 8 this month.
Is this our last one for the
year? This is the last one for the year. People can still sign up till this Wednesday at 5 p.m. and then we'll start mapping, and everybody will have their spots by Tuesday, and alas, third Thursday will be next week.
Now, when we look at vendor registration for uh-huh. third Thursdays, do we start registering next year for next year's, or as a vendor, can I say, you know what, I'm I have such a great time at these. I do so well. Can I get on a list?
They can get on a list. We have a master email list that we send people a reminder when registration opens. We don't do pre-registrations. We have a new form every year. Rules change. Fees may change.
Yeah.
So we normally don't take any registrations till April or May of the following year.
But I can get on that list and get that alert the day it comes out. That way I know. I think that's a fantastic idea, folks. If you're having a great time, make sure that Zoila has got your name. Now, you always put out reminders. No pets, no bikes, no skateboards. Just real quick, why are those rules so important for creating the atmosphere?
Yes, especially bikes or e-bikes, you know, they're coming down Main Street really fast. When we have such, you know, when we have over 1,000 people downtown at the same time, it just creates...
Well, it's a safety issue.
It's a safety issue.
We'll call it an element of chaos that we don't want to introduce, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
I can totally see that.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows you've got the cutest dog in town.
Yes.
But you're going to end up having to keep him at home just in case. Mm-hmm.
In case that cute dog finds another cute dog.
They might not get along.
Mm-hmm. And we don't need that. No. We don't need blood on the streets.
No. Let's keep the happy memories.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. One more time, Kristen, how do I get tickets for the Sheridan Uncorked?
So for Sheridan Uncorked, you can get them online at the DSA website, or you can get them in person at Verdello Security State Bank, the clothing company, and Side Street in Bath.
Ladies, I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Always
Floyd.
A pleasure talking
Always.
To you. And looking forward to the fall events.
Yes.
It's going to be great.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Child Development Center.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
It's time to cowboy up and register for the annual Wolf Creek Wrangle Trail Run. Race day is September 20th, and you can run, hike, or participate virtually in 5-mile, 7-mile, half marathon, or a 30K. This event is hosted by the historic Eaton's Ranch, and all proceeds benefit Habitat for Humanity. Spots are limited. To register, go to runwolfcreekwrangle.com. This year's Wolf Creek Wrangle is brought to you by Fremont Toyota and sponsored in part by Sheridan Media and Sheridan County Travel and Tourism.
Boating season is underway, and safety should be on all watercraft users' minds. Are your life jackets up to date? Are there enough to fit everyone on board? And do they still fit? Before you head to the lake this summer, do a quick check through of all your safety gear, fire extinguisher, air horn, throwable device, lights, so on, and update or fix them. A fun summer on the water starts with being safe first. Sponsored by the Wyoming Game and Fish, Wyoming Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Did you know that Midas can perform your manufacturer's scheduled maintenance? For most, that means every 30,000 miles you need to check or service critical fluids in the transmission, transfer case, differentials, engine coolant, and brakes. Midas goes a step further with a visual inspection before recommending service. If it can wait, Midas will advise as such. If it needs serviced, Midas will explain why and provide a no-obligation quote. Midas, helping maintain your car, advising what needs fixing, and what can wait. Call or stop by today.
Are you ready to elevate your event in Sheridan and the surrounding area? Welcome to WyoTix.com, a partnership of Sheridan Media and the Sheridan Press. WyoTix.com isn't just an online ticket sales platform. It's your partner in bringing your event to life. We'll offer a seamless ticketing experience for every occasion. Festivals, concerts, community events. If you have an event that needs ticketing, WyoTix.com will connect you with attendees. Our commitment is to make your event ticketing a success. And with WyoTix.com, you can harness the power of both our platforms to make your event shine. Whether you're a business or an event organizer, let us be your guide in navigating the event ticketing landscape. Unlock the potential of your next event with WyoTix.com. Visit WyoTix.com and let's make ticketing your next event a huge success. WyoTix.com, a partnership of Sheridan Media and the Sheridan Press.